Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Meet Lux Lewis, pianist first, 1954, in Los Angeles for Down Home Records. It's an interesting record because the drummer with him is Louis Belson, and I'm going to chase Belson a little bit after we do Meet Lux. First up, Spoony Sam, somebody that Lewis knew. The spoons were used to hold a certain way in your hand and make a interesting sound by them hitting each other. Either that or go on the Ted Mack original Amateur Hour and hit them on the top of your head and make weird sounds that way. And then Lewis's Yancey's Last Ride, Jimmy Yancey, the great Chicago pianist. Meet Lux Lewis, piano. Louis Belson, drums. Thank you. Lex Lewis at the piano and Louis Belson on drums, 1954, Los Angeles for Down Home Records, Spoonie Sam and Jimmy Yancey's Last Ride, both of them written by Lewis, and that easy-going blues, endless in its delight as far as I'm concerned. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
I'd like to stay with Louis Belson. When I first knew of him, it was with his time with Duke Ellington, as is this next recording in 1952 for Columbia. Drummer friends of mine were just mesmerized. When you're young, you get mesmerized a lot. And they were, because Belson used two bass drums and two bass drum pedals and all the other stuff. In fact, at great tempo and at slow tempo. And as you could see, he was versatile because in 1954, he was playing with Mead Lux Lewis and playing the brushes. And you could feel that, but you could not overdoing it. He was helping out Mead Lux Lewis. With Ellington in 52, he wrote a piece to feature himself. A wonderful title called Skin Deep. And has to do with the skin of the drums, of course. And it was a feature for many years with Ellington's band. Even later, much later, Here's Louis Belson on the drums with Duke Ellington's orchestra for Columbia Records. Belson is 28 years old, and his composition, Skin Deep. Try it sometime. 28-year-old drummer by the name of Louis Belson, the drummer in Duke Ellington's orchestra. 1952 Columbia Records, and Belson's own composition, Skin Deep. And you heard him clap his hands and then catch the drumsticks. Oh, my. I'm going to continue with Belson, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the TD Victoria International Jazz Fest, June 24th through July 3rd, with over 350 musicians, including Madeline Peru, Christian McBride, Wynton Marsalis, and Trombone Shorty. Info and accommodations at tourismvictoria.com or jazzvictoria.ca.
Now, that was Louis Belson at age 28, and now Louis Belson at age 54. Now, there are a lot of things you can't do when you're 54 that you could do when you were 28. But not so with Belson. He's with Oscar Peterson at the piano and John Hurd on the bass in London, 1978, recorded by Norman Grant's Pablo label. In concert, we will hear two, Pennies from Heaven by Artie Johnston and Sweet Georgia Brown by Maceo Pinkard, Ben Burney, and Ken Casey. Thank you. Amazing. Amazing. Just three guys having an afternoon jam session. Happened to be at the London Palladium, 1978, but however. Belson at 54 there. And Oscar Peterson piano and John Hurd bass. Pennies from Heaven by Artie Johnston. Sweet Georgia Brown, Maceo Pinkard, Ben Burney, and Ken Casey. And when they picked up the tempo on Sweet Georgia Brown, I mean, I can't get one to the. I can get the first beat. But, well, of course, they're not counting. They're just feeling that time pass. And technique, of course, in art isn't everything. I mean, playing fast is one part of it. But it's amazing to think about what you can do, what some can do. Hours of practice, I know that. Oscar Peterson, John Hurd, Louis Belson. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Jazz Night School, offering ensembles and summer programs for beginning and intermediate students of all ages. Jazz Night School's four-week session begins June 20th, and Upbeat Girls Jazz Camp launches August 8th for grades 6 through 12. Info at jazznightschool.com.
Jimmy Jones plays the piano. He used to sit in for Duke Ellington once in a while when Ellington couldn't make a gig, which was unusual. And here he did the arranging for vocalist Helen Merrill. The time is 1959.
Can I tell love bloomed like a flower. Then the petals fell. Blue gardenia thrown to a passing the end. You've got a date with the blues. If he used to be exclusively yours, right at your beck and call, but now he's only elusively yours. You know that soon he won't be yours at all. Goodbye, better ask him why, 'cause you know now you haven't a thing to lose. And the last time you part, when he hands back your heart, you've got a date with the blues. Don't forget your pride. Never yearn for he might refuse. Out of sight, out of mind, let him go, else you'll find you've got a date with the blues.
Helen Merrill singing for you, 1959 for Metro Jazz. Arrangements for her by the pianist there, Jimmy Jones. Kenny Durham during the trumpet work, Jerome Richardson flute, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Al Hall or Milt Hinton playing bass, and Johnny Crutchy playing the drums. Blue Gardenia, written by Bob Russell and Lester Lee. You've Got a Date with the Blues by Leonard Feather. The Thrill Is Gone by Ray Henderson and Lou Brown. Helen Merrill. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. In the early 50s, there was a really, we all thought it was cool, that is to have a quartet without a piano player. Something different, right? Well, yeah, why not? And L.A. seemed to be a place where that came about more than any other. This quartet, put together by Teddy Charles, who will play the vibraphone, Shorty Rogers, who will do the trumpet work, Curtis Counts, bass, and L.A. drummer Shelley Mann, in Hollywood for Prestige Records, 1953. in Los Angeles, 1953, the Teddy Charles Shorty Rogers Quartet, with Curtis Count string bass and Shelly Man drums and Teddy Charles vibes and Shorty Rogers trumpet. Variations on a motive or motif by Bud, and I've always assumed Bud Powell, by Charles, Waylon Dervish by Rogers, and Further Out by Charles. Prestige Records in Los Angeles, 1953. More piano-less quartets in a moment, but this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
UW Medical Center's robotic-assisted surgery team. Using advanced technology, UW Medicine surgeons provide robotic-assisted and minimally invasive surgeries designed to enhance patient outcomes and safety. More at uwmedicine.org/stories.
Jerry Mulligan may have originated the idea. Quartets were around for a long time, of course, vocal quartets, as well as, I'm sure, instrumental quartets without a piano. Mulligan said, in part, that he did this because not every place had a piano, and if it did, it was closed up and holding a menu and out of tune terribly. Nevertheless, Mulligan, at the same time, 1953, as we heard Teddy Charles Shorty Rogers in L.A. for World Pacific, had Chet Baker with him on trumpet, Carson Smith on string bass, Larry Bunker on drums, Mulligan baritone saxophone.
Thank you.
Pianoless Quartet of Jerry Mulligan in Los Angeles, 1953, for World Pacific Jazz Records. Chet Baker, trumpet, Mulligan, baritone, saxophone, Carson Smith, string bass, Larry Bunker, playing the drums. Love Me or Leave Me by Walter Donaldson, and two by Mulligan, Swing House and Jeru. Jerry Mulligan Quartet, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Summer Sessions at Pacific Lutheran University. Summer term is a time to enroll in graduate and undergraduate courses. Term 2 begins July 5th. Info online at plu.edu/summer. PLU. Challenge. Support. Success.
In Los Angeles, in fun, kind of a reaction to the piano-less idea, was a piano player by the name of Marty Paich. He said, enough already. So he put together a piano quartet. He got Pete Jolly, Johnny Williams, and Jimmy Rolls, along with himself, Marty Paich. And he added some things, too. But the idea was fun in 1960. Joe Mondragon would play bass, and Mel Lewis, great drummer here, Stu Williams in trumpet, Dave Wells trumpet and trombone, Art Pepper, Bud Schenk saxophones, Bill Pittman on guitar, plus a string quartet, Gerald Vinci and Lou Ratterman violins, Virginia Majewski viola, Eleanor Slatkin on cello. All that arranged by Marty for his piano quartet. The Marty Paich Piano Quartet in Hollywood, 1960, RCA Victor Records. The pianist, Marty Paich, and doing the arranging. Pete Jolly, Johnny Williams, Jimmy Rolls, and a lot of help from some friends, instruments, and a wonderful string quartet used there. Autumn Leaves by Joe Cosma. Honeysuckle Rose by Thomas Fats Waller, Stella by Starlight by Victor Young, and Boogie Woogie on W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy with variations by Earl Hines. Marty Paich Piano Quartet. All right, let me check the time. Ah, it's 88.5 KPLU. NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Centrum, presenting Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony, Friday, June 17th at McCurdy Pavilion in Port Townsend, featuring Dvorak's New World Symphony. Information at centrum.org.
Now to Connie Immerman. Connie Immerman owned a place in New York City. It was a lavish place, a wonderful place for dinner and dancing. And what made it really especially wonderful was the fact that Immerman loved this music, and he wanted all the great players to come in and play, but they had to have white shirts and ties and all that, and that's fine. And they came in, some great bands. One of them, Fletcher Henderson's. And Fletcher Henderson housed so many artists at the time that went on. When he was working at Connie's Inn in New York City in the early 30s for Victor Records, he called the band Connie's Inn Orchestra. We'll start off with Singing the Blues, written by Con Conrad and J. Russell Robinson. You'll hear Rex Stewart's trumpet work doing Big Spider Big solo on that. Russell Prokope, clarinet, and quite an arrangement by Bill Chalice. Thank you. Fletcher Henderson as Connie's Inn Orchestra, 1931 for Victor Records. And Singin' the Blues, Bill Chalice arrangement. Some nice work in there by Rex Stewart. Honoring Big Spider Beck by playing his solo. Oh, It Looks Like Rain, a rare one by Milt Eger and Yip Harburg. Coleman Hawkins soloing on tenor. The vocalist is Dick Robertson, who later on would become quite famous in his own way with his own band. Edgar Sampson here doing arrangements, and one of the great composers in this art, plays a violin solo, and trombonist Claude Jones.
Baby and me, we gotta stay home tonight. Oh, it looks like rain outside, so we just remain inside in a big armchair. The weather is fair, we gotta stay home tonight. Can't be going places, but oh, what things we can do. Getting down to cases, we could play cards, but would you? Have I made it plain? No, no, well, it looks like rain. Oh, oh, you can get all wet, but brother, I'm set, we gotta stay home tonight.
Looks Like Rain, and a beautiful arrangement there. The Connie's Inn Orchestra, actually Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, early 30s, New York, Victor Records. Coleman Hawkins just tearing up the place on his tenor. The vocalist Dick Robertson, fine work by Rex Stewart on his trumpet, Edgar Sampson's violin, and Claude Jones on trombone. I want to mention the rhythm section, Henderson piano. Clarence Holliday playing the guitar, that's Billy's daddy. John Kirby tuba, and one of the great big band drummers, Walter Johnson. Strangers by J. Fred Coots and Charlie O'Flynn, and the vocalist will be John Dickens, and then the classic Oliver Armstrong Sugarfoot Stomp. Thank you.
sweetheart now we're strangers. Gee, it breaks my heart to see you day after day turning away, as much as to say you've never known me, stranger. After sharing all your kisses, no, I'm sad and blue. Although you pretend that you and I are strangers, I'm still in love with you.
Connie's Inn Orchestra, better known as Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. early 30s for Victor Records. And thanks to Connie Immerman for having that place and inviting those guys in. And I kind of, it was fun for me to think about it because it was a very expensive place. And you had to be dressed in your finest. And you go there, it's dinner and dancing, right? Now, what you just heard would have been played in there. And I can see the evening becoming more destructive. Oh, my. What we just hear, Strangers by J. Fred Coots and Charlie O'Flynn. Sugarfoot Stomp, earlier known as Dippermouth Blues, written by Joe Oliver in honor of Louis Armstrong. That clarinet trio in there on Sugarfoot Stomp was a trademark of Don Redman, who had originated that idea. Claude Jones played trombone, so did Benny Morton. Rex Stewart played Joe Oliver's solo with a slight variation. And all of that. Fine piano work by Fletcher Henderson. Drumming by Walter Johnson. Tuba by John Kirby, who would be a band leader also. Clarence Holliday, Billie Holiday's father, playing the guitar. All that right there, the Connie's Inn Orchestra. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to go Chase Misty, written by Errol Garner, pianist Errol Garner, famous for him. And I'm going to chase it first with his trio. He's on piano. It's 1954 for Mercury Records. Wyatt Reuther plays the bass, and Eugene Hurd plays the drums. Then chasing it means is somebody else going to do it. But this is interesting because this is a vocal quartet in Paris known as Choir, Q-U-I-R-E, recorded in Paris the summer of 1975 for Victor Records. The idea was put together by Christiane Legrand, Michel Legrand's sister. She and Claudine Meunier and Michel Barul and José Germain created Choir. So we'll hear Errol Garner Trio play Misty, and then Choir. And what they do, which is astounding, is that they, with their voices, recreate what Errol Garner did at the piano. Thank you. Misty by Errol Garner, performed by him first, 1954, Mercury Records, with Wyatt Reuther bass and Eugene Hurd on drums. Garner, of course, at the piano. Then, sometime in the summer of 1975 in Paris, Choir, meaning Christiane Legrand, Claudine Meunier, Michel Barul, and José Germain. And they mirrored the performance by the Garner Trio. Quite something. That record is out there. It's tough to find. RCA Victor Choir. Q-U-I-R-E. And they do the same with many other jazz artists and performances as such. Hart Farmer playing the trumpet. Hank Mobley, tenor saxophone. Horace Silver, piano. Teddy Kotick, bass. Louis Hayes on the drums, better known as the Horace Silver Quintet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Silver Quintet, 1957, Blue Note Records. One by Silver called No Smokin', and one by Gray Wood called My One and Only Love. Art Farmer trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, Silver piano, Teddy Kotick playing bass, Louis Hayes on the drums. Horace Silver Quintet here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, presenting Jazz of the Harlem Renaissance, featuring the paintings of Jacob Lawrence, Saturday, June 18th at Benaroya Hall in Seattle, and Sunday, June 19th at the Kirkland Performance Center. Tickets and details at srjo.org.
Charlie Mingus, usually playing the bass, composing and arranging, is now going to play the piano for you.
I actually improvise, man. It's not like sitting at home, I can tell you that. It's not like playing at home by yourself.
Well, what can we do for you?
Thank you.
The set started with Charlie Mingus' solo piano, 1963, for Impulse. I Can't Get Started, written by Vernon Duke. Roland Kirk's Message by Mingus. And Memories of You by U.B. Blake. Followed by the 1957 sextet of Charlie Mingus for Bethlehem Records called East Coasting. And their version of Memories of You, with Clarence Shaw, trumpet, Jimmy Nepper, trombone, Shafi Hadi, earlier known as Curtis Porter, alto and tenor saxophones, Bill Evans, piano, Mingus bass, and Danny Richman on the drums. More of that sextet in a moment. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Virginia Mason Medical Center, and its 5,000 staff members, all working to transform healthcare while providing quality care and advancing patient safety. Online at virginiamason.org.
Thank you.
The Charlie Mingus Sextet, 1957, for Bethlehem Records. The album is called East Coasting. Two by Mingus, East Coasting and West Coast Ghost, which makes sense because he would remember L.A. He was born in Nogales, but he was raised in East Los Angeles. West Coast Ghost. Clarence Shaw, trumpet. Jimmy Nepper, trombone. Shoppy Hottie, or if you want to call him Curtis Porter, you'll be correct. Alto and tenor. Bill Evans at piano. Mingus bass. Danny Richmond on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
Whenever skies look gray to me, and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries, nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on your smile so sweet, so tender, when at first your kiss I decline, on the light in your eyes when I surrender, and once again our arms intertwine. Say to me that love's young dream never comes true. To prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. Thank you.
so tender. When at first your kiss I declined, on the light in your eyes, when I surrender, and once again our arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. I concentrate and concentrate on you.
Rosemary Clooney, San Francisco, 1982, for Concord Records. I Concentrate on You, written by Cole Porter and presented in a film called Broadway Melody of 1940. I recommend that movie. Warren Vache playing trumpet, Cal Collins guitar, Nat Pierce piano, the tenor saxophone of Scott Hamilton, the vibraphone of Cal Jader. Rosemary Clooney, 1982. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.